A reading from the Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophet, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and he said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a dynamism in these verses today, a dynamism necessary for our own faith. We have Philip, who just heard Jesus say, "Follow me." "Follow you? Follow you?" You can almost hear Philip say, "I can't believe it." And what does he do? My sense is that he ran and searched out Nathanael. Once he finds Nathanael, they begin talking animatedly. This is no ordinary conversation between friends or acquaintances. No, we can practically feel the energy around their exchange. Philip can't seem to get it out fast enough. He is enthralled, enthused, engaged completely. Wait a minute. Slow down. Nathanael isn't buying it. Nathanael may not have any guile, but he is skeptical and careful. After all, this is too good to be true. How could it be happening now and out of Nazareth? Nazareth? Come on. But Philip can't have it. He has no time to try to convince. He has others he has to tell. He simply says to Daniel, "Nathanael, come and see. See for yourself." Philip has it right. Because, you see, we believe not on someone else's word, but on our own experience of God in our lives. "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under a fig tree? Do you believe because you had to memorize a catechism? Do we believe because we heard someone else?" No. Why do I believe? I believe because compassion and mercy have touched my life. I believe because I have seen self-sacrifice in the flesh. I believe because I can't not believe. A few verses earlier, when John the Baptist points to Jesus and John's disciples run to Jesus and ask him where he is going, where does he live, Jesus simply tells them, "Come and see." This is the only way any of us will ever believe. When we see for ourselves, when we experience the proof of faith in our bones, when we experience the truth of mercy in the midst of anger, when we see with our own eyes compassion and concern popping up where it ought not be, in Nazareth, for instance. The dynamic in today's passage challenges us twofold. It challenges us to come and see more for ourselves, to follow Jesus more closely with curious, expectant hearts. It also challenges us to stop thinking we can talk anyone into believing. We cannot convince with words that God lives and breathes in us and through us. What we can do is give genuine expressions of grace anywhere, anyhow, any way we can. What we can do is empty ourselves of any duplicity, any cunning, any ulterior motive. Then, without guile, we say to others, come and see.